But now is time for us to hear from our Coach Larry, who's got a great message for us today. He always has great advice, and today is no exception.
I was delivering a session on inclusion and diversity this week where the focus was race and gender. And when I was speaking with the men, many of them, and that includes me sometimes, expressed that they don't know how to act when it comes to women. So I'll explain more, don't worry. In the workshop, we do an exercise where we ask, what did you learn growing up about what it means to be a man? What should you care about? What should you be good at? And often you hear things like, well, men need to be a provider, or I was told to be a leader, a winner. I was told to take care of women, to be a protector. When we were debriefing that exercise, several men shared a concern about not knowing how to act in a given scenario. So here's the scenario. What do you do if you are at an after-hours corporate event and a woman you know, or maybe a woman that you just met at the event, needs to walk back to her car to go home? Maybe you're in a city. Maybe it's the office parking lot. Do you offer to walk her to her car for safety? She might get offended. Other people might see you walking together and they may say, what's up with that? So today I'm going to talk about how do you have tough conversations in the workplace around race and gender and other inclusive situations, especially when you feel you might say something wrong. Then I'm going to get back to the original scenario I just mentioned. So first of all, I do want you to know if you have these conversations, you're going to stumble. You're going to get it wrong. You're going to say the wrong thing. And you may offend someone. The important thing is that you try. Why? Because it builds trust where there are differences. And if you don't address things like sexism and racism, then they'll never go away. There are four keys to having these courageous conversations, according to Catalyst.org, a leading researcher on topics of inclusion. The four skills are to inquire across differences, suspend judgment, self-disclose, and demonstrate vulnerability. Let's go through them. First, when I inquire across difference, it's about being curious about the other person's experience, for example, as a woman, or as an African American, or a Muslim, or Hispanic. So, for example, it could be something like, what was it like moving to this country at such a young age? What did you experience? Did you experience racism? How have you experienced working here as a Muslim woman? Or, hey, what was this offsite meeting like for you as someone who's physically impaired? Now, an important caveat here is to know that that person does not speak for all people who are physically impaired or are women or all Muslims, but it's important to inquire about their perspective. The next tip is to suspend judgment. Pay attention to your triggers. Are your biases judging their comments or behaviors as good or bad? This is hard for some, and it starts with you being aware of your own biases. Want a hint on where you get your biases? Look at your parents, your friends, your websites, the websites you visit. No, that doesn't mean that you are their clone or don't have a mind of your own, but you are influenced by society and your upbringing. Third and fourth, it's important to self-disclose something that is personal and be vulnerable about it. Be transparent about your own challenges when it comes to topics of inclusion. If you do this as a leader, others will feel safer to do so themselves. And I don't mean to self-disclose that, you know, I didn't sleep well last night, or I shouldn't have had that second hamburger. It could be something like, you know, I was raised that there were two genders, men and women, and that's it. I don't know what it means to be non-binary or gender neutral. And I was always taught that a man opens the door for a woman, and he makes sure that a woman gets home safely. So back to our situation. What do you do as a man if you are concerned for a woman getting back to her car after a corporate or social event? Now, this may seem overkill for some, but I'm going to lay it out for you using the model that I just shared with you. So first, remember, it's inquire across difference. You could ask, do you have any concerns getting back to your car? How do you typically handle these situations as a woman? Next, you can self-disclose and demonstrate some vulnerability and share that, you know, you were taught to make sure women get home safely, but you worry that women might take it the wrong way. And if you think it's appropriate, you could ask her if she wants someone to walk her to the car. Better yet, you can suggest that a group of you walk to your cars together. So how would you handle it? Would this work for you? What might concern you about this approach? As a facilitator and coach who focuses on inclusion and diversity, I'd love to hear what you struggle with in this area. You can get in contact with me at www.mendozaandobrien.com or on the LinkedIn. This is Coach Larry, and thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Great advice as always.